Wednesday. We're here for another week here on the Wednesday Word of Mouth. This is the 2nd of June, 2010, and we got a big show tonight, as many things are going on, you know, worldwide, but locally, what we're looking at is an upcoming election. That's right, the mayor of Toronto. We're going to have a new mayor sometime in October. October 25th, I believe, is the election date. But right now, we're into a we're in the midst of a lot of debates going on. And there was just a debate that was held last night at the Hart House of U of T. And it was the Better Ballots Toronto that put on the debate. And invited to the debate were not only the 6 chosen candidates, but also 2 other candidates. And all the candidates for mayor were allowed to speak. So we're going to be playing some clips tonight from the Better Ballots Toronto Mayor Forum. And also, we're going to have some interviews. I got to interview some of the candidates for mayor, including Kevin Clark, Rocco Champong, Sonny Young, and Mark State. So we got some words with all of them coming up. Plus, we're going to introduce you to some candidates that you might not know too well as well. We've got some clips on some of the issues that the Better Ballots debate was discussing, involving voter reform and some different changes that we're going to be seeing coming to voting in Toronto. So this is our voting special. This is our first week of June special. It's June 2nd, and Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're going to be right back on the show. So stay tuned, 7 to 8 p.m., Word of Mouth Wednesday.
This is Kevin Annan with the friends and relatives of the disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday. And please listen to our website, hiddenfromhistory.org.
All right, Word of Mouth Wednesday, we're back here. And I think to start off the show, it'll be good to talk about what we're talking about in terms of the mayor's debate. Now, I think the first clip that I'll play, well, maybe just to get you situated here for what we're going to be talking about, might be good to start from the beginning. Now, I got a notice of the Better Ballots debate that it was going to be taking place. So I decided, you know, that's the one to check out, because not only are the six candidates that are debating almost nightly on a nightly basis about who will be the next mayor of Toronto, but also other candidates were invited to the debate. And the candidates that were invited, well, actually all of them, there's actually 28 candidates that have registered for mayor. And the election's not till the end of October, so there's still some time left. And actually, some dates to keep in mind are, just in case anybody out there is thinking of filing, any of our listeners, or you know anybody that's thinking of running for mayor, the nomination day closing is September the 10th. So we're still even 3 months away from that. September the 10th will be the last day to nominate for city council or for mayor, and it's also the last day to withdraw. September 10th, Friday, September 10th, 2010 would be the last day to withdraw nominations. But there are 28 candidates that have already courageously put put a foot forward for the race for mayor. And this debate by Better Ballots TO, betterballots.to, invited the 6 chosen candidates, the 6 candidates that are at all of the debates, but then also they did an online poll. That's actually how they got some other candidates to appear. They actually had 8 candidates, and the 2 candidates extra, I guess, were the winners of the online poll at the Better Ballots Toronto website. And that was Rocco Champong and Keith Cole. But the main 6 candidates are Jojo Mammoliti, Rob Ford, Rocco Rossi, Sarah Thompson, George Smitherman, and Joe Pantalone. So what we're going to do, I think, maybe just to start off the show, since we got a lot of audio, maybe we'll just start off with what happened. The first thing I got there, as I took out my recorder, I saw Skate By, not Walk By. This is in Hart House. It's an old building. It looks sort of like a debate room, but it looks sort of like an old church castle type of setup. It's on the second floor. I walked up there, and skating by on roller skates was the candidate, Kevin Clark. Now, I know we've talked about Kevin Clark in the past because Kevin Clark is People's Mayor, and he is also... he had also dropped out of the race, actually, a few weeks ago, I think at the end of March, but now he's back in. Luckily, I was able to get a few words with him before the whole event started. So, without further ado, just to start you off with a bit about what's been going on, here is an interview, one-on-one, with the candidate for Mayor 2010, Kevin Clark.
All right, word of mouth. We're here at the Toronto Mayor's Debate. We got a guest here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Well, I'm the man who will be mayor, and I'm Kevin Clark. And the question we asked for those who want to be 6-4 runners. In September, iWeekly did a poll of the top 5 candidates to be mayor. Number 1, David Miller, was even money. Number 2, George Smitherman, was 2-1. Number 3 was Karen Stint, 4-1. Number 4 was John Tory at 10-1. The fifth man iWeekly polled to be the next mayor of Toronto, number 5, was Kevin Clark at 1,000,000-1 odds. Joe Pantalone was not in the polls. Neither was Mammoletti. There was no Rob Ford, and we knew all about them. No Sarah Thompson, no Rico Rossi. So how can these 5 wannabe mayoral candidates state that they're front runners as long as Kevin Clark has been left out? The only 2 legitimate front runners in this race is number 1, George Smitherman. Number 2, Kevin Clark. And anyone else who is in this debate is only in there because of special favors granted by those of the status quo or by the media. Well, I don't need the media to be mayor, and I don't need the money to be mayor. All I need is the truth. And I am the way, the truth, and the light. And the people of Toronto will elect a mayor that will serve them right. Feed the hungry. House the homeless. Stop police abuse. Stop political abuse. And at G20, we will change the world because the children of Toronto will sing for the President of the United States of America. That's why Kevin Clark has returned to the mayor of Toronto's race. And there is no race. There is just a lot of disgrace. God is with us.
All candidates in the green room, Kev.
Green room, yeah, man. I thought we were going out for 10 minutes, man.
Word up. So Word of Mouth Wednesday, that was Kevin Clark there. And you just heard at the end of that, just got a few words with Kevin Clark. And he was whisked away at the end of that to the green room. The green room, there was an event going. It was a big photo op. All the candidates, the 6 chosen candidates, as well as the other candidates that arrived at the Better Ballots debate, all got in a big group photo. And you can see some articles, I think, that are out now. I saw one on BlogTO. I actually got in one of the pictures on BlogTO because I got a front row seat to record the things that happened at the debate, and I got in one of the pictures. You can see Kevin Clark's speech, which he has a whole different approach to this whole thing. He actually did his speech on the ground level with the audience rather than on the raised stage that all the other candidates spoke at. And, you know, we're going to play Kevin Clark's speech a bit later on, and I think we're going to play the other candidates. All the candidates that arrived last night at the Better Ballots debate were given 1 minute to speak. So this is going to be an important show to get the word out on candidates that don't have the voice in the media that, you know, that we hear from a lot. So maybe just to start things off, it might be a good time to start off with just some intros. Here are the introductions of the candidates for mayor. Let's just start off here. Maybe we'll start off here with Sarah Thompson, one of the candidates for mayor, the only female candidate for mayor. Here is Sarah Thompson explaining her platform. Here was her intro for the debate.
I was one of the first to add 3 locations, and this increased profits significantly and challenged the status quo. I influenced the way the entire industry moved forward. I launched the the woman's post-media company and magazine and built a successful company despite the odds in a shrinking print market. I see opportunities where others don't. 24 years as a business owner and the experience has taught me how to build consensus and how to work collaboratively with others towards a vision. City Hall needs to be set on a new direction. I have the vision, integrity, and tenacity it takes to achieve this.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. So that was Sarah Thompson, one of the candidates for mayor. Let's go to a next candidate. Let's hear what. Here's Rocco Rossi's intro.
Yes, candidate is Rocco Rossi.
Good evening, and thank you. My name is Rocco Rossi, and I'm the proud son of Italian immigrants who are even prouder Canadian citizens and who taught me the value of voting and who've never missed an election. I grew up at Maine and Danforth, and through hard work and good fortune, I managed to build a successful career building, fixing, and creating multi-million dollar businesses and the great honor of leading one of Canada's largest charities, the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Ontario. Tonight is about strengthening Toronto's democracy, and Better Ballots has a lot of great ideas. But as thousands have told me, the city of Toronto's problems are not purely structural. They're more about setting priorities. These same people are telling me that what we really need are new ideas. We need a fresh perspective. We need practical change. That's what tonight is really about. That's why I'm running for mayor. Thank you.
Word of mouth. So how about we go on? We keep moving on here on to our next candidate for mayor. And actually, this was making his debate debut, or forum debut here, was one of the eight candidates that you heard at the Better Ballots debate, Rocco Achampong, who won actually the Better Ballots online poll. That's how we got in. So here is Rocco Achampong's intro speech.
Tonight I celebrate an anniversary. It was exactly 4 months and 2 hours ago. That I set a forum, our national standard, before friends and family, new friends and interested stakeholders, to launch my campaign for the office of the mayoralty in Toronto. And yes, it was in this very debate room at this most historic of institutions. On that occasion, those gathered before me were thirsting for difference, inspiration, a way forward, and hope. Some were tired and defeated, dumbfounded by the logic of our city politics that seemingly justified greater taxation in the worst economic climate we have experienced in some time. They were troubled by growing commitments to new expenditure items when restraint was called for. They reasonably foresaw that the city will come knocking, asking for greater contributions to fund rural ostentations. They lamented the absence of leadership on critical issues facing our city. Yeah, joblessness, homelessness, poverty, transportation, road safety for all its users, crime, prejudice, and exclusion. I can only share your pain and do so much as to offer myself up as an alternative. With that said,
Wednesday. So we're just getting through all the candidates here. We have the city councilor for Etobicoke. Here is Rob Ford's intro.
My name is Rob Ford, councilor for Etobicoke North for the last 10 years. I'm the son of the late Doug Ford, former MPP for Etobicoke Humber. I'm married. My son's name is Douglas. My daughter's name is Stephanie. My wife's Renata. I'm the only candidate that has both business experience and political experience. I'm the owner of Declaration Pay. It's been in business for about 48 years. We employ over 300 people in plants in Chicago, New Jersey, and Toronto. We have a spending problem at City Hall, ladies and gentlemen, not a revenue problem. We have abolished the $6 car registration tax, abolished the land transfer tax, and reduced counts from 44 to 22. We have 22 MPs, 22 MPPs, and 22 school trustees. We only need 22 municipal councilors. Thank you.
Mouth. And next, we're going to go to our candidate, our other of the eight candidates, the other candidate that got in from winning the online poll, a Better Ballots poll, was Keith Cole. And here is the intro of Keith Cole.
Thank you, everybody. My name is Keith Cole. I was not invited here tonight. I won an online poll with Rocco, and I'm not bitter about this. I've been often uninvited or not invited to events, but I'm very, very happy to be here tonight, and I want to thank everybody who did vote for me on the Better Ballots online poll. I appreciate it very, very much. This just shows that there is a change in 2010 in the city of Toronto and change for the future. So I think when you look at what Better Balance has done, the eight of us up here, it's a small, small, small step towards diversity. We always talk about diversity in Toronto and in Canada, and I know that this eight of us is a very, very small snapshot, but things are changing. And that's an amazing thing, and I want to thank Better Balance for that, and everybody who voted and everybody who's here. And also, about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I was at this dinner party, and this woman told me that City Hall doesn't want lunatics and poor people in City Hall. So, you know what? That experiment failed. Thank you very much.
Word of mouth. So that was Keith Cole, and we still got a few candidates left. Here is the current city councilor and deputy mayor. Here was the intro of Joe Pantalone.
Good evening, everybody. I think, first of all, I'd like to thank all the organizers for making tonight possible. I think it's creating valuable space to figure out how we can deepen and strengthen our democracy at the municipal level. And I think we need more of this kind of exchanges in order to get there. We know it's not working otherwise. Yesterday, I'm sure you know, I released a comprehensive plan to improve democracy in Toronto by better connecting City Hall to the people of Toronto. And I believe one of the cornerstones of doing this is frankly respect for the democratic process and those who are in institutions and those who are been working at it. And I'm proud to say that I've been working for 29 years as an elected official and I will help the city get ahead. Now, this election should be about the ideas how we can make things better. For example, yesterday I was planning to extend municipal voting rights to all permanent residents in Toronto. As an immigrant who didn't speak any English at age 13, I know what it means to be shut out. So I think we have to fix that. And we have to fix other things as well, Justin, about later.
Word of mouth. So we're hearing some audio from the Better Balance debate. We still got two more candidate intros to go, and you just heard Joe Pantalone. And at the end of his clip, if you heard that bell, they actually had a bicycle bell. They said because it's bicycle month, they used a bicycle bell to alert the candidates when their 1 minute was up for their 1 minute introduction. So with another 1 minute introduction, here is the candidate for mayor and current city councilor, Giorgio Mammoliti.
Thank you very, very much for having me here, actually. George Mandy, and I'm 28 years old, in my 20th year in politics. 5 wonderful years at the provincial level as an MDP, and the rest municipally. So 15 years working at a grassroots level and understanding the need for change. And having gone through a number of elections myself, quickly realizing that status quo will not work and cannot work. So thank you for this, because Better Ballots really does mean giving everyone an opportunity, giving a newcomer into this country an opportunity to vote for a say in local government. Better Ballots does mean even locations of where perhaps people need to vote. Better Ballots does mean dealing with those that are disabled, perhaps. And Better Ballots does mean a better system for this city to elect a better government.
Word up, and our last of the eight candidates that were on stage for the whole night at the Better Balance debate is former MPP George Smitherman.
This is part of the necessity of a broader conversation about how we make the nature of civic government more transparent, easier to navigate for people. From a budget process that needs to be demystified, from more community involvement in parks and such, I think this is all part of the values of that are designed to try and encourage greater participation. As a provincial member of parliament, I supported the work of the Citizens Assembly on reform and supported the initiative that they advanced, and the riding of Toronto Centre in 2007, I believe, had the second highest level of support for that initiative. So I'm firmly on the record as one that does believe in the necessity of finding ways to continue to reform the way that we go about democracy. I think that we should form a committee of council on democratic reform, and that would be an initiative I would undertake as a mayor. Thank you.
Word up. So that was the eight candidates for mayor, their introductions at the Better Ballots debate, which took place yesterday, June 1st, in the evening. Better Ballots actually handed out a chart. It's basically a chart with 14 options to explore. And this gives you some idea of what Better Ballots is all about, why they've decided to host this. In the first category, it was who votes, when, and where. And the four of the proposals in this section were extending the vote to permanent residents, voting on weekends, online and phone voting, and lowering the voting age. Then next they had parties and terms. And then in there they talked about municipal parties, the idea of political parties at municipal level, and then the idea of having term limits at the municipal level. And then their next categories had to do with the ballot structure and districts. And then in this category, they talked about at-large council. They talked about ranked ballots, instant runoff voting. They talked about ranked ballots in multi-member wards. Talked about hybrid at-large wards and at-large and wards. And then also the borough councils, the idea of having councils in different boroughs. So their final category here is finance reform, the idea of prohibiting paid volunteers, and the volunteers is in quotes, and also pre-election contribution disclosure, and then also prohibit self-financing of campaigns. So all of these changes would have to be made by the provincial government, except online voting in at-large councils or the multi-member districts without a ranked ballot. So these are the 14 options that they're trying to explore, and then they got words from all of the eight candidates that were on stage in these four different sections. They let everyone speak for a minute, and then they had a 6-minute rebuttal period at the end where anyone could jump in if they want to discuss the issues. And you can find more info on this at betterballots.to. But I was thinking that maybe we'll just give you a taste of what it was like in this debate. Here's one of the clips where it's getting a bit more heated. It started off getting into the topics right away with this category of who votes, when, and where. And actually, so in this clip, you'll hear the rebuttal portion of the candidates talking about the topics of extending the vote to permanent residents, voting on weekends, online and phone voting, and lowering the voting age. But I think a lot of the words are just focusing on the first part of this, extending the vote to permanent residents, which is, of course, a major issue here in Toronto, because Toronto is one of the immigration centers of the world. So we have a lot of permanent residents here that aren't able to vote. So here is actually in this clip, you're going to hear six candidates, and you'll hear them in this order. First, it starts off with Rocco Rossi, then you'll hear Joe Pantalone, then Rocco Champong, then George Smitherman, then Sarah Thompson, and then Keith Cole ends off this. There's a quick clip here on the topic of who votes, when, and where. Better Ballots, Toronto.
The permanent resident issue is a hugely emotional one and a hugely important one, and it's one that I've been torn on for years. And I really respect the work that's been done by Maitri and others on the initiative. But when you look at the fact that around the world, from most of the countries that people like my parents came from, the requirement for citizenship is years and years and years. In some cases, Brazil, it's 15 years. Malaysia, 10 years. In the UK, even, or the US, 5 years. In Canada, it's 3 years. We are an incredibly welcoming country. We make it far more achievable than just about any other country on Earth. And we should be proud of that.
Joe, you want to answer it?
Yes. No, I hate to say this, but I think it's patronizing for those who claim that somebody who's made a hard decision to come from another country, and 50% of companies who are in Canada, decides to take their family off them, come to a different country, they don't speak the language or anything, and decide it's going to be their permanent home. You know, and we say that maybe they're not good enough to be able to make a decision where the local library should be, you know, where the partner relation should be, you know. and whether, competing in the city that which is extremely local. They do it in the Netherlands. The Netherlands is falling apart there, where non citizens are eligible to vote. I think Toronto is proud of its diversity, but we must put our actions where our mouth is. We must walk the walk, as well as walk the talk. Rather than we have to give you the vote.
I'll speak by way of anecdote. Yesterday, I had a gentleman in my office by the name of Ray Hart. Ray has been in Canada for 43 years. He came to Canada as a three-year-old. Ray was our middleweight champion in boxing, representing Canada, all over the U.S. and in Europe. Ray just got his citizenship just last year. But Ray, having been Canadian and considered as such by foreigners in foreign countries where he has held up our standard and our flag, could not vote in this election. I don't know, as a permanent resident, I think Ray should have been allowed to vote. We are expecting a million new people in the next 10 years. We effectively stand to have half our population not being able to vote. Effectively stand up. So in short, I'm going to conclude such. Taxation without representation has never been a defensible principle in a democracy. We should not begin today.
Devalues citizenship, the notion of allowing permanent residents to vote. But I think what devalues citizenship is when political parties or candidates walk down hallways of apartment buildings and quickly exit the stage as soon as someone indicates that they're not yet a citizen. I've watched that, and I've watched the look on people's faces, and I think it's terrible. I think the Maitre Foundation has said this incredibly well. The extension of a voting right related to the issues that impact them most, the services that municipality and school boards deliver, is a sign that they are welcome and valued. You want people to participate in democracy, then don't tell them that there's a timeout to get started.
Our municipal government is a certain specialist to it. It represents each and every one of us and what we need. Civic engagement now is at an all-time low. I believe we must encourage participation from every single person who pays taxes into municipal government. These are people that live in our country, pay our municipal taxes, and I believe we should support them. Thank you.
Wednesday, word up. This is CKLN 88.1 FM broadcasting in Toronto from the campus of Ryerson University. And we're just playing some clips here from the Better Ballots debate. You heard a bit of what was going on. I guess it was more of a forum than a debate, but during that, those rebuttal portions, which you heard a bit, there was a bit of debating going on, or I guess direct discussion between the eight candidates that were on stage for this debate for the mayor of Toronto. And we got some more coming up, and we're gonna play some clips actually of candidates that you might not have heard of before. Sometimes they're known as fringe, sometimes they're known as the other candidates. But we're gonna be playing those coming up next. But first, we're just gonna go to a quick advertisement here. Stay tuned, CKLN at 7:30 p.m. Word up, word of mouth.
This June, join Peacock Productions for their second series of theme performances. Peacock Productions presents
A Taste.
Expect a fine dining experience adapted to the stage as food and drink are conceptualized through a variety of personal and professionally written theatrical works, a projected film short, and discussions on what gets your palate going. Prepare to laugh, wine, and dine in the intimate Department Gallery Main Space, located at 1389 Dundas Street West. Shows start June 2nd, 3rd, 4th and end on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Pre-purchase tickets at La Casa del Habano in Yorkville or at the door. Admission is $25 with discounts available for students. Doors open 7:30, curtain 8 p.m. They can't wait to see you there. For more information, visit peacockproductions.ca.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. Word up. We're back here, and we're just going to be getting into hearing from the candidates that you might not know for mayor, but well, hopefully after you hear the introductions, you'll start to know more about who else. Who else is in this 28 candidates for mayor? We know the big six. We just heard a bit from the other two, Keith Cole and Rocco Champong. Well, there's also 20 more candidates, of which I think 9 were in attendance last night, made an introduction, a speech. So we're going to be hearing from them. But I think first, maybe we'll just throw it to a music track, and then we'll come back with the other candidates for mayor, some clips. But first, we'll throw it to a track by Symmetry and Unknown Misery. It's a track called New Bosses. Word up, word of mouth.
This time, CEOs won't be able to use taxpayer money to pad their paychecks or buy fancy drapes or disappear on a private jet. Those days are over.
Dynamic Dynamo. Mastermind Symmetry. 10,000 Divine. Yeah, yeah. Hip hop. Play. It's now or never. Peep into the pits of forever. Every area cold. Leave your stereo cord severed. Over piles of granite and bush using cannons. Little clues left behind. Approved life on red planets. Drift over lost stars. Cats got wrapped backwards. This explains why they're just on par. Got far with the so-called. It's a sick feeling. That's why my guards leave their hopes scrawled on brick buildings. It's real shit. No flies. Niggas waiting on a reason to live. Ever since backbone slide. Scrapping over phone time in the Don jail. To stay connected to their kin. Like Artel, grind through the frozen north sand on grave shifts, cold hands dodging slave ships where the pork stand, looking like Ross Perot. All smiles but scheming with the plot below. The hostile, cut from the same cloth, same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We hanging from the same crosses, served on the same tray. We are the new bosses of today. We all cut from the same cloth, same plate. We are the new bosses of today. We hanging from the same crosses, served on the same tray. We are the new bosses of today. Staring in the crook's eye, trying to see if he's ill. He's like Aaron Brooks, lacking leadership skills. Moms and pops at odds, trying to even the bills. Between winter and winter is the season to kill. With my third eye, saw the wrong executed. It's non-stop, Saddam dropped it, YouTubed it. Lost in black thought, like forgot where your roots is. All for the loot and what the cost of a coup is. Pressure rising like I'm on slave cruise ships. Shackled to my brothers in arms, remain ruthless. Confused, seeing suicides, brain nooses. Mood shifts, two clips, foolishly fake truces. In a two-bob whip, 2009 hasn't cooled off. Gassing brothers with a shine and the mule talk. Transparent, fill up with liquor so we dance errant. Money hungry kids born to under finance parents. Cut from the same cloth, same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We hanging from the same crosses, served on the same tray. We are the new bosses of today. We all cut from the same cloth, same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We hanging from the same crosses, served on the same tray. We are the new bosses of today.
King amongst kings, slip amongst many things, many vices, many wings. Getting high because my belly sings. Tiger of the struggle I see. Used to know how to heal the spirit in me. Born again, so it's a new war that I'm storming in. Shifting cloud patterns with weather machines. Colonizing Saturn after poisoning the air that we breathe. Brothers killing brothers, it's another cycle of beef. We just stealing to eat, so we seek those who deceive. Colonial thieves controlling our minds like it's a state. Twisting reflection in the mirror till you see what you hate. From this day I'm taking an oath that I will not be shackled to the ball and the rope. Stay strong, self-control, stay focused on your goals. Grab a chokehold of the vices, squeeze until they lifeless. Clench my fist, break the indoctrine of Willie Lynch. Cut from the same cloth, the same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We all cut from the same cloth, the same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We all cut from the same cloth, the same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We hang from the same crosses, served on the same tray. We are the new bosses of today.
Word. Shoutouts to Mute Screams Entertainment, Mentaltainment, Peep the Revolution. Word up. We got possibly a new boss coming into Toronto. So I think maybe first off, we'll start off with talking about hearing some few words from the other candidates for mayor. So maybe we'll start it off with one of the other candidates. Here is Colin McGee, one of the candidates for mayor here, talking. Here's his introduction last night.
Good evening, my name is Colin McGee, and I'd like to thank our two voting reform issues that are a necessity for the city: online voting and voting privileges for permanent residents. My dad moved to Toronto from Belfast in the 1950s. Like so many immigrants before him, and too many since, he struggled with low-paying jobs, living in whatever affordable housing he could call a home. This, incredibly, is still happening. We must find a way to extend the voting process to our new neighbors. By extending voting privileges to permanent residents, we can establish a culture of involvement for future generations. Online voting is the future. This is the best way to increase voter turnout. The younger generation are no longer passive and analog. They are digital and interactive. We must hit them where they live, online. There seems to be a disconnect between voter turnout and voter apathy. It's not that people don't care, they just don't vote. We have to find a way to bridge that gap. Thank you.
Word up, word of mouth. So that was Colin McGee. You can find out more info on his Twitter page, twitter.com/McGeeForMayor. So now let's go with, here's another candidate. Here is George Babula. Here was his intro.
Good evening, everyone. My name is George Babula, and I believe that I'm the mayor that Toronto has been looking for. My park at a party came when I very unique ideas on the stimulating the city, and that starts with the exercise of our right to vote. I believe that citizens will come out to vote for people who truly represent them, but this points to a core problem. Too often, those who have a positive impact on the city sit on the sidelines, and others have limelight. My objective is to change that. I believe that even with the good intentions, the great work that our ballots movement is doing, people won't come out if they're not being represented properly. So in my view, the secret to greater public participation is to encourage quality people currently on the sidelines to step forward and change the status quo. This is why I'm here today and why I'm running for mayor. I want to show the citizens of this great city, and in particular those on the sidelines, that we can make a difference. And we can make a difference not by focusing on municipal politics, but on municipal management. My platform is central to transparency in delivering all municipal services. Transparency will increase efficiency and ultimately our municipal civil servants and mayor will regain the trust of the public.
Nice.
Once we have built this,
yeah,
you can finish yourself.
The days of being a bystander are over. I'm not a bystander anymore. I want to be your next mayor. Please check out my entire platform at www.parkoutparty.com. Thank you.
Word up, word of mouth Wednesday. Yeah, sorry about that. If that, some of that got on air. We're just getting some calls here on the station. But that was George Babula of the Parkdale Party. And you can find more info on George Babula's campaign at parkdaleparty.com. That's for the campaign of George Babula. But actually, another candidate that's getting some buzz, generating some buzz, is Hami Syed. Hami, and that's spelled H-I-M-Y-S-Y-E-D, Hami Syed. And here is Hami Syed's intro for mayor.
This election is not about being left or being right. It is about those who are left behind and those who are right behind them. A week is a long time in politics. A week ago, I withdrew my nomination for Toronto City Council in Ward 19 and filed my nomination for mayor. One week from tonight, on Tuesday evening, June 8th, at 662 Broadview Avenue, a very important address in Toronto's history, I will formally speak about my candidacy and why Toronto needs now, more than ever, a people's mayor. People's Mayor Syed. If you want the next 4 years to sound and look like the past 5 months, elect one of my opponents. However, if you believe we as Torontonians belong here and deserve better, come out to my inaugural address next week and discover why and how you are all invited. One last line. We sent the note cowboys to City Hall. Now it's time for an Indian. Thank you.
All right, so that was Hami Syed. And you can find more info on his campaign if you go to... if you go to the site, well, hold on a second. I don't have it right here. I'll get that site next. And, but first let's hear from another candidate here, Howard Gomberg. Here is, the intro for Howard Gomberg.
Relax, take a deep breath. This will be fun. I may be the oldest candidate. I'm 71. And as I look over the
decades, I see that not much has changed. The same problems continue to persist. The poverty, the homelessness, the crime, the pollution, etc., etc. Why? So I wrote a little poem that I think might illustrate this. If you continue to do what you've always done, you will continue to get what you've got before. You can't expect any more. Too much to ignore. If you're driving down the road in the same direction, you are liable to end up where you're heading to. You know it's true. What else can you do? You gotta get yourself on the brake, turn yourself around, take another point of view. You gotta do what it takes, see what else can be found. It's really up to you. Because if you go and plant corn, expect to get squashed at harvest, you'll be somewhat confused. This is circular self-abuse, and no one here is amused. You know, Einstein said the thinking that created the problem is not the thinking that's gonna get us out of this problem. What will get us out is new ways of thinking, new ways of being. I hereby proclaim Toronto as the city of the new mind. And that's what it is.
Word up. So that was Howard Gomberg. You can find more info on Howard Gomberg at thegombergformayor.blogspot.com. And I just found Hami Saeed's website. You can find him on Twitter at twitter.com/HamiSaeed or also HamiSaeed.tyo.ca. For those two campaigns, that was Howard Gomberg, Hami Saeed, and, well, you know, we still got a few more candidates here because there was 9 other candidates of the 20 other candidates other than the 8 that were on stage that arrived. So of the 9 other candidates, we still got a few more left to play. How about we hear John Latanja? John Latanja, here's his intro.
I want everybody to go and vote and also have a run away. Also, I'm going to donate millions of dollars to the cities of all of the nations, even Toronto here. If you want to go to our website, it's being sports team that are going to be put into the city. So the city owns the sports team. It's not like an ordinary, so somebody else can put it also in another city that's participating. The $6 marathon is gone, the price of Las Vegas is gone. Also, press lane, press pay, which is even press tag, which you pay. You'll pay your tax on that. Also, anything that $5 will, for fast foods, you don't have to pay your tax on that either. It's for the poor, it's for the people that are paying. I'm going to call PC, and all the best. Please check out the website.
All right, so that was John Latanja, and if you want more info on his campaign, you can check out supermagnetics.com. To spell Latanja, it's L-E-T-O-N-J-A, supermagnetics.com. Moving on here, here is Joseph Pampana. Here is Joseph Pampana's intro speech here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joseph Pampina, otherwise known as J.P. Pampina. I'm the Executive Vice President of JP Public Relations. I've won 3 PR awards. And basically, in 1980, I had a penicillin reaction, which left me blind. Since then, I've started 4 companies and made them very successful. I'm known as the man with the vision. So when you go out the doors, you go down the hall, you'll see my table there. There will be some information there. You can also go to my blog, which is jpformayor.ca. I'm Italian, I'm 54 years old, I've been married to the same lovely lady for 30 years, I've got a 15-year-old daughter, and I got one of the best staff people in the whole city. My candidates here, I really do hope they say what they're going to do, because I'm a doer and I'm a leader, and I think if you do elect me on election night, I'm gonna turn it on for this city. Thank you very much.
And here is the candidate that you've been waiting for that he made. Well, he made quite a lot of noise last night, got some of the big issues out on the table, was Kevin Clark, who we played that quick interview with at the beginning of the show. Here was Kevin Clark's intro speech to the attendance of the Better Balance debate last night.
I want to stand up here, but up there is the wannabe mayor. And I ain't no wannabe mayor. I am the man who will be mayor. Why? I know the meaning of Toronto. That's our righteous opportunity not to oppress. Poverty oppress. Homelessness oppress.
police abuse, political abuse, that oppress, and violence oppress. Now, the rest of you I'll deal with you after July. Right now, my message is for the 20 wannabe world leaders. The next mayor of Toronto is here, and it's time for you to realize that the children are the first world leader. And at G20, you will realize that the children's voice will be heard, and you will not ignore the children of the world no more. Who I am don't matter. I am the children's voice. And Obama, the next mayor of Toronto, is coming for you and your 20 wannabe world leaders. Everyone have a good night, and God bless you all, and thank you, Mayor. Who wants garbage?
Kevin Clark there, he was in it for the kids, and he's calling out Obama and the G20 leaders. So Kevin Clark, he's not going to concentrate on the other candidates for mayor until July, he said there, because until then, he's got some business to take care of, calling out the world leaders and wondering what they're going to do for the children of the world. Now, here is, we still got two candidates to go here. How about we play the one-minute intro of Mark State for mayor, Mark State.
A competently run city does not need to increase taxes every year because it creates funds before it spends them and then lives within its budget. The hallmark of the outgoing civic government has been spending money it didn't have by borrowing it. It's called $3 billion deficit financing. In the name of eliminating it, some candidates will give you expensive ideas they have to jack up the deficit. When they raise these issues, they're raising diversions. They're not the core issue of fiscal reform. Torontonians, there is no quick fix. No woodpecker ever fell a rotten tree with a single peck. The only way to pay off this debt is with a budget that cuts the crap. And by all of us pulling together as a team, belt tightening for a few years, not by continuing to borrow and spend, increasing debt, and not by multiplying tax burden on each of us and the next generation to keep paying it off. Thank you.
Word up, so you can find some more info on Mark State at markstatetoronto.com. Also, two voices ago, you heard Joseph Pampena. You can find more info on his campaign at jpformayor.ca. And then our last candidate of the other candidates that we're going to be playing here to introduce you to another candidate is Selwyn Firth. Here's the intro of Selwyn Firth for mayor.
My name is Selwyn Firth. Don't call me, but you will by the end of this campaign. I'm a scientist and a chemical engineer. I think we have problems that need real scientific solutions. We have congestion, and it's 40 years in the making. They stopped the expressways in 1970, and we need them now. We've needed them for 20 years. And we have incineration available for garbage. It's worth $425 million. In electricity and cost savings. If we don't do intelligent things, we're going to have the same old that we've had for the past 40 years. You want something intelligent, vote for me. Otherwise, you end up with the same. Thanks, and good evening.
Word up, word of mouth Wednesday. So that was the other candidates for mayor that we heard at the debate. They got one minute to speak, to introduce themselves to the candidates as to the crowd that was there at the Better Ballots debate at Hart House last night at the U of T campus. And, you know, so you just heard nine voices that you're not going to hear much of in the media because the media's got, you know, another agenda, and they've got six chosen candidates that they're going to be concentrating on as the countdown to October continues, where we're going to have a new mayor. And we played that clip during the show of where we had some of the candidates responding to the Better Balance debate topic and, you know, permanent residency, permanent residents getting the chance to vote and the candidates' thoughts on that. Well, how about we just play another one here? What happened at the debate last night? Here is a bit of a discussion between the city councilors who I had always heard were friends, Giorgio Mammoliti and Rob Ford, but they were actually getting into it now. This is where friends become enemies, as you see the race for mayor heating up. Ford, I think, is second in the polling, and Mammoliti is trailing in the polls. So he's getting a bit more heated, maybe a bit more aggressive with his words. So here they got into it on the topic of campaign spending. Here you're going to hear Giorgio Mammoliti and Rob Ford on this topic. Here's a bit of what was going on last night.
Because they had a system where someone can actually run for office and pay for everything. And what that did is it left everyone else out of the loop. That was changed for obvious reasons. And it sounds like some candidates would like to go back to that. So why don't we just allow them to enter into a race and say that if you're like me, I'll build you a playground in that park and it won't cost the taxpayer anything. That's the slippery slope that Ford brings to the table. Not all of us were born into a rich family. And if you want only the rich to be able to run for office, then vote for Rob Ford. The reason it doesn't exist is because we woke up as a society and said everybody has the right to do it, whether you're rich or whether you're poor.
I moved a motion on the floor of council a few months ago, and I want to see all money, if you donate $25 or $50, make that vote. Why do we have that threshold of $100? A lot of people donate $99.99, so it's not public. I don't think that's right. And I'm totally opposed to people that have a lot of wealth to be able to finance their own campaigns. I don't think that's fair. I don't think people should be able to, you know, buy votes. And I think it should be a level playing field. And we should have a maximum of, you know, running for mayor, you know, donating $2,500 or whatever the maximum is, you should be able to buy elections. So that's what's wrong. Thank you.
I guess at the end of the day, when it all kind of comes out and surfaces, you have really reported every single dollar that you've been able to spend at the city level, and even at a municipal election level when it comes to signs and buttons and stickers, and all the things that your print shop perhaps can print out. That's all going to be put out in a nice form to tell everybody exactly how many you've actually printed out and spent in this election and over the last 10 years. As a local councillor who hasn't spent any money at all, I'd like to know exactly who has paid for it and whether or not Revenue Canada has actually been advised.
I respond to Councilman Lee. Anytime someone wants to check Rob Ford, just go to my audit financial statements in the last three elections, and you'll get the exact same audit financial statement at the end of this election. I have no problem. You want to call Revenue Canada? I'm just clean as a whistle. There's nothing to hide. Everything's above board. They did investigate me, as you know. The council voted to investigate me because I wasn't spending enough money. That's a fact. $100,000 was spent on the auditor to come and audit me because I wasn't spending the $53,000. I spent approximately between $500 and $1,000 a year, and I do submit the receipts. And I think it was absolutely crazy that council voted to investigate someone who does not spend taxpayers' money, and it cost the taxpayers $40,000, and it came out that was clean as a whistle, and that's from the auditor. So.
So that was just how heated it was getting last night. You just heard Rob Ford going at it with Giorgio Mammoliti. You know, old friends are becoming bitter rivals in this race for mayor, whereas we're counting down to the end of October. It was good to have a Better Balance debate to get some issues of changing the voting structure in the local City of Toronto, but then also because the two other candidates were featured, other than the six regular candidates or chosen candidates, was also Keith Cole and Rocco Champong were both in the debate. And after the debate and after the event, I was able to get a few words with Rocco Champong. Without further ado, here is a bit of an interview here with the candidate for mayor, Rocco Champong. All right, word up, word of mouth Wednesday. We're here at the debate for mayor. Do you mind introducing yourself?
My name is Rocco Champong. How are you?
How do you think today's debate went?
Much like how council has been operating. I think it was a lot of back and forth, nothing really substantive said. I was the only candidate that really committed straight, well, not really, actually, that's a bit disingenuous. But I just think pitting the candidates to a position is a worthwhile time, so we know what they stand for and we know what we're getting when we vote for them.
Rocco, how did you get into this debate? I know there's been usually six candidates in the debate, so what's going on here?
Well, you have to thank Dave Meslin and the fact that he put me on the ballot to be able to be selected by popular choice and just people I didn't even know. And I was actually surprised that I won, and I'm glad I had a great experience, and I joined the democratic process and debated my city. How can I go wrong with that?
And if you just want to give us some more information on what your policies are or where we can find more info on your...
Well, www.roccofromayor.com as well as roccofromayor.com. And just contact us, if anything. Okay? Thank you.
Yeah, so check out roccofromayor.com. More information on the Rocco Champong campaign. So it was good to see Rocco Champong, just to give a bit of diversity, a bit of another opinion of the candidates eight candidates on stage. You know, you heard two different voices at the Better Balance debate. That's why it's one of the best debates of the year, or forum of the year, I guess. It was a all candidates forum at Hart House, and hopefully they'll do another. So after I talked with Rocco Champong, I looked down the hall a bit. I saw two candidates standing there. One of them, you heard his intro, Mark State. But then the other candidate that was there actually wasn't able to make it to the event to give his intro. But he does talk a bit about himself in this speech or in this interview. I got to speak with not only Mark State, but also Sonny Young. Sonny Young was in attendance. So here are some words from the candidates for mayor, Mark State and Sonny Young.
I pick someone who's for social justice, like me. Because I'm up against the Old Boys Network.
What are you pointing at me for? I'm not an Old Boy Network.
All right, the Young Boys.
I may be an old boy, but not a network. Anyway.
Word of Mouth Wednesday, we're here with some candidates for mayor. Do you guys feel like introducing yourselves?
I'm Mark State, and I'm, as reported by our really competent reporter, a candidate for mayor. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, my name is Sonny Young. I'm also a mayoral candidate. You can find out more information about me at www.sonnyyeung.com, sonnyyoung.com.
That's as in sonnyyoung.com. Yeah,
that's correct.
My website's markstatetoronto.com. You can find out something about me there if you care to look.
Yeah, and we got a lot of info today at the debate. How do you guys think that the debate went today?
Well, Sonny wasn't here. He had his own spot on the air somewhere else. But I think it was great, and it wasn't a debate. It was a forum where everybody contributed their ideas about the matter at hand, which was better ballots, something the citizens of Toronto should learn more about.
Actually, I was across the street at Trinity College on the session on food security, which is very important that we get nutritious, healthy food for our young children so that they can concentrate. So I'll do a lot for the city in terms of promoting nutritious food and encouraging people to donate to the food bank so that there's plenty at the end of the month when people run out of money.
For sure. And you were mentioning something about the G20, and I know that's a big thing coming to Toronto. Do you have any comments on the G20?
Well, the G20 is in fact the G22 because it includes leaders from Spain and the Netherlands, and it's essentially leaders from 80% of the world economy, so they're just going to talk about capitalism and how to continue growing, probably expanding into Asia and Africa. It's compound consumption in a time of,
time of austerity, that's right, word up. word of mouth. We're just about ending our show here for the 2nd of June 2010. We've just been playing a lot of Better Balance Debate, which took place yesterday at the Hard House of U of T. Thanks to betterbalance.to for more information, betterbalance.to, and thanks to Better Balance for hosting the Mayor's Forum last night, and then also all the candidates that made it out and spoke with us. And then also I just wanted to mention a event going on, just in case you didn't know what's going on Saturday. There's actually a rally in March, Gaza Freedom Flotilla Global Day of Action, 1 p.m. this Saturday, June 5th, at the Israeli Consulate, 180 Bloor Street West. It's to protest the fatal attacks by the apartheid Israel on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla. And then also G20 Resistance. The resistance is on. Check out the Toronto Community Mobilization Network. Check out TorontoTruthSeekers.com. PressForTruth.ca. Got a big movie coming up. And then also stay tuned. CKLN 88.1 FM. My name's Daniel Libby, and stay tuned for the next show on CKLN, The Blue Remedy, hosted by the Blues Dr. Julie Hill. Coming up next, word up, word of mouth, word is bond, word out.
Everywhere I go, people running around, trying to get to the top, when they're really going down. Oh, Lord. Oh, won't you help them if you please? Oh, 'cause I really don't think they're gonna make it unless they find some remedy. People trying to get to a place they never been, when all the while, Lord, they forget about the friends.